American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stateless and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 4/14/2011. Waiting to get a hold of Wayne Madsen here. I'm sorry?
Not on Skype.
We're attempting to get a hold of him by cell. He's got about 20 minutes between meetings. And this is on the issue of some threats being made, and he's taking them seriously, emanating from the Obama White House. Now, I talked to Wayne earlier today, and I said, look, there's one or two ways you can handle this. You know, if this is scaring you so much you got to pack your bags and leave country, I wouldn't do that. I said, your best protection is putting this story out. If you get a hangnail, it may be under suspicion. Leaving country? Nah. Now you're in the purview of maybe some guy that ran off the reservation and they call back in and, oh, by the way, here's a five-minute job for you. So at any rate, we're attempting to get him up on the program right now. He did another radio program on another network. And I'm seeing stories that are posted on Rents.com, but we have not officially had Wayne Madsen on this program, even though he has his Sunday program, the Wayne Madsen Report, on Sunday afternoons. But at any rate, we're attempting to nail him down and get him on air. And I took some precautionary measures on this deal and made some phone calls, made some inquiries in Washington, D.C., and we're going to create a paper trail on this deal. So if Wayne Madsen chips a tooth or his car doesn't start or he gets a hangnail that doesn't look right, people are going to be paying attention to it. This is how you handle this stuff, folks. I mean, there are threats, and then there are threats. You know, it was interesting what the Secret Service had to say about it. It said, well, we don't cover private individuals. I said, look, security is a two-way street. I said, remember Jack Anderson? You don't sound to me like you're old enough to remember. I said, go back in the files or find somebody with a goodly amount of gray on their hair in your location or on their head in your location, and I'm sure they'll be able to talk to you about Jack Anderson and the problems that, came out of the Nixon White House, up to and including, we all know, Woodward and Bernstein when they were working for the Washington Post. And this Woodward story goes back to the 50s. Remember, Tricky Dick ran for presidency against John F. Kennedy. And there was a goodly amount of money that was shuffled through his brother, Don Nixon, down in Florida, for campaign purposes or for other purposes. And, of course, we saw Nixon's presidency unravel, culminating in I Am Not a Crook and 18 minutes of tape that was missing and, well, then the president was missing. But a very strange thing happened on the way to the Roman Forum. Plug that break back in. Nixon's there, and, well, Nixon quits. Gerald Ford comes in, and he throws the election to Jimmy Carter.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Madsen's on the East Coast. I think what might have happened here is he misconstrued the time, so we'll look for him at the top of next hour. In the meantime, let me plant the story here in your minds. Not a plant story. Obama White House wants Wayne Madsen killed. White House threats made against Wayne Madsen must be taken seriously. And this is what I told the Secret Service and the FBI today. I want a paper trail on this. This guy gets a hangnail. Somebody's ass is going to get cooked over it. Now, going back to, well, let me just do the story. It's more explanatory than what I'll be able to do here. Wayne writes, in yet another indication, America's democratic experiment is a thing of the past. This editor has received word from a source in a foreign intelligence agency allied with the United States that there has been talk by some within the Obama White House that this editor is under threat. Now, what particular stories have inflamed the White House are not known, but the warning conveyed by the source who has connections within the White House was stark in its directness. They want to kill you. Now, it was perfectly clear that the phrase was not being used as a figure of speech. Now, that this development is being reported on April 4th is even more ironic. April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis during his mission to support striking sanitation workers in the city. Now we have our first African-American president and a threat to kill a journalist who is most definitely not one of their favorites has been seriously discussed. Now, let me stop you here, going back to that fateful April 4th, 1968 day. Remember who was on the balcony of that motel? Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, Well, it really wasn't his name. his real name was John Martin, I do believe. At any rate, what you didn't see behind that door wall and the pulled curtains were three hookers in the hotel room. But that's another story. Of course, muckraking journalists have been under threat before in America in 1972. Columnist and investigative journalist Jack Anderson had ended up very high on President Richard Nixon's infamous enemies list. Now, Anderson had long been a burr under the political saddle of Nixon, and the president blamed Anderson for exposing a number of Nixon's corrupt activities, including the exposure in 1956 by Anderson and his boss, Drew Pearson, of a loan from Howard Hughes to Nixon's brother, Donald, that I do believe was operating out of Florida. Now, if you remember, 56, that's when you start digging around and doing exploratory stuff if you want to make a bid for the White House. That's right, guess who ran against President John Fitzgerald Kennedy in 1960? And Kennedy just barely squeaked by that election, and we're assuming here that that was not a rigged election. We had Tricky Dick for two terms. Things kind of went south starting in 71, really started going bad in 72 for Dick Nixon, so much so that he gets up in front of God and all his people on television and says, "I am not a crook." Well, okay. Madsen continues, in the years before the Watergate scandal broke, but at a time when other various scandals in the Nixon administration began to receive the bulldog-like attention of Anderson, who succeeded Pearson as editor of the Washington Merry-Go-Round column in 1969, there were serious discussions among Nixon aides, Charles Colson, G. Gordon Liddy, as well as the CIA's Dr. Edward Gunn, an expert on poisons, about assassinating the troublesome Anderson. Scenarios included the use of LSD or poison. Well, if I was going to off somebody, I wouldn't send them on a trip to the Mad Hatter land. To my knowledge, LSD does not kill people. It bends your brain around a little bit, but you come back from that. He continues by saying, but Anderson's Mormon religion and the fact that he did not drink ruled out the use of poisons or LSD in his drink. Well, he drank something, didn't he? Coffee, tea, soda, water, something. Staging an automobile accident in which Anderson would be incinerated was also an option. Another scenario considered was one which would have appeared to be random, Washington, D.C. street mugging, in which Anderson would be stabbed or have his throat slit. The plot to assassinate Anderson came to abrupt halt as Liddy, Colson, and E. Howard Hunt, who had also been involved in the action against Anderson, were exposed in the May 1972 break-in at the infamous Watergate headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. Although I've attempted to pattern Wayne Madsen report after the Andersons and Pearsons merry-go-round column, I do not have the luxury of newspaper syndicators or Pulitzer Prize, all of which Anderson could rely on as firewalls between him and those in the White House who wanted to kill him. I ran the information about the warning from the foreign intelligence source by some African-Americans in Washington who have worked with Obama White House officials. Their response was less than encouraging. The bottom line is that the White House engages in the type of gangster politics for which their home base of Chicago has become infamous. Although I have taken precautions in covering post-genocide Rwanda, child trafficking in Thailand and Cambodia, the loss of nuclear weapons at Manoit Air Force Base in North Dakota, the gunning down by police of CIA asset Tony Canopy in Houston, the story of Washington's madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey, and BP's activities on the Gulf Coast in the wake of Deepwater Horizon disaster, and President Obama's and incoming Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's past activities in Chicago. Those measures were temporary, and lasted for as long as I was in the field. However, I have absolutely no desire to constantly be in fear of the type of White House directed or tolerated hit like that discussed by Nixon aides on Anderson, who had the benefit of a degree of support from the syndicate and the newspapers who carried his column, which included the Washington Post. Preliminary plans are being made to continue the investigative journalism of the website from a safer vantage point abroad and in an environment that provides basic protection for press freedom. Unfortunately, the United States is no longer a safe place for independent journalists today, President Obama kicked off his 2012 presidential campaign in a web video message without Democratic primary challengers. It can be safely assumed that the White House will pull out every arrow in its quiver to suppress negative information about Obama. The mere fact that the announcement of Obama's re-election came on the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King shows that Obama will shamelessly attach himself to the legacy of a much revered African-American leader with whom he shares no cultural legacy of historical African-Americans with their family, histories of slavery in the South, and sharecropping. Nor would King, if alive today, approve of any of Obama's pro-war and pro-corporate policies. Well, that's to be... That is pure conjecture because we don't know. With a second Obama term a likelihood, it only makes sense, therefore, that the reporting on the new America be conducted from a more secure location. There's an interesting postscript to this story. Not once during the 8 years of the Bush administration did I ever receive such a credible and direct threat. In fact, after Wayne Madsen's report, stories about marital friction between Bush and the First Lady Laura Bush received national media attention. There was a communication from a close friend of Mrs. Bush that if I laid off her marital situation, I would be given a major scoop. Knowing that no one ever should cut a deal with the Bush family or their friends, I kindly declined the offer. But whereas the Bush White House was prepared to offer a carrot, the Obama administration appears to favor a stick or another lethal weapon of choice. Now, I've never known Wayne Madsen to be out there over the edge. He does credible reporting. He's got his contacts. He's not after fame, fortune, and trying to make a stellar buck off of Wayne Madsen's report. He's just doing what he thinks is necessary. Now, do I think that the threat against him is a credible threat? It may or may not be. You know, flip a coin on that one. But if I had somebody that was a nuisance out there, you know, we're not talking about somebody that's talking to 50 million Americans every night or 3 million Americans or even the size of a Glenn Beck audience. But how do you threaten and intimidate a person? Well, you put out rumors through sources you can get through. You shove it back down the pipeline. Well, I'm shoving it right back up. And... after speaking with the Secret Service today, and they said, well, we don't handle security on private individuals. And I said, well, I understand what your job is. It's the president, the vice president, cabinet, the comings and goings of personnel in the White House. I said, I understand that. Past presidents, first ladies, usually have Secret Service security attachments. I said, but this is not an external coming into the threat of somebody in the White House. I said, this is a threat coming out of the White House, and the Secret Service may have knowledge of this. Well, she was nice enough to give me her name, and I dropped that name when I called the FBI. The FBI would not give me, the agent I was talking to would not give me her name. She said, we don't give out our names. Well, why not? I just gave you mine. Secret Service gave me theirs, and I said, they're a little bit more secretive than you people are. But we will continue to track this. And folks, you've heard the story time and time and time again. Sometimes lawyers will get involved. Well, they're in the middle of the case and they want to control every aspect of their case and any public relations or any information that goes through the media, which is a mistake. As I tell the people that employ these lawyers, that if you're making the assumption because you're paying this guy bucks, that he is 100% on your side. I said, that may not be the case. What if your lawyer is compromised? I wonder if he's got some dirty things that he wants to keep buried in the bottom of his closet. Could he be compromised? Could your case be thrown the prosecution's way? You see how the system works. So the best advantage that anybody can have, in my opinion, is not going on somebody's radio program that is known for over-the-top fear factor crap. You take this very logically, very slowly, but you jam this right back up the tailpipe from where this pollution once came. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
Hi. Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back. We attempted to get a hold of Wayne Madsen. We were able to connect with him for about 3.5 seconds via cell. Sounds to me like he's on the metro again going through tunnels. So we'll attempt to get him on the air today. Alex in Victoria. Hello. Oh, that's old screen. Give me a new one. Oh, you are right now. Well, that's good. In the meantime, while you straighten that out, the big deal, the 2, 3, 4 weeks of the hotly contested debate between Democrats and Republicans over the budget. Well, the chief budget officer, under the heading here, a budget deal cuts 2011 deficit by $352 million, not $38 billion, as promised. And budget cuts may even be in an amount to plus $3.3 billion, not a decrease, but an increase. The budget deal struck last Friday to avert the government shutdown cuts the fiscal 2011 deficit by just $352 million, not the $38 billion touted by both parties, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And this is a story by Sahil Kapoor. The study confirms that the resolution cuts federal spending authority by $38 billion, but concludes that the most of the money was unlikely to be spent anyway. Now, the CBO figure was achieved after clearing the smoke and mirrors by adjusting the savings that are likely to occur in future years. Spending increases elsewhere in the budget and the hike in the military budget itself. Now, while factoring in the war funding, the analysis found that the legislation could even increase total federal outlays by $3.3 billion from 2010 levels. A trimmed-down figure reflects the harsh realities of cutting spending at a time when dozens of lawmakers were recently ushered into Congress on a mandate to attack the federal budget. The House is expected to vote on the measure today. So we'll see how that one flies. But, you know, hey, folks, if the corporate federal government was being run like any other corporation, they would have had a revolving door of CEOs, the likes of which would probably create a tornado by a spinning revolving door. I mean, it just wouldn't happen. Anybody associated with said corporation saw that its outlandish spending practices, or let's give them the benefit of the doubt here. Let's say sloppy spending. You know, it's no secret that the government holds its own checkbook, irrespective of any budget constraints or even sanity. You know, we continue with wars that are not in our interest, national or otherwise, for safety concerns or reasons. There's no reason to be in Afghanistan. There is no reason to be in Iran. There is no reason to go after Yemen. There was certainly no reason. And this is a coup d'etat being pulled in front of everybody in plain daylight. We know the arms shipment, the sales, billions of dollars worth, that went over to Muammar Gaddafi's country to the fledgling opposition trying to start a opposing political opposition party and culminating in Muammar Gaddafi being removed from power. Now, irrespective of how the Libyans feel about Muammar Gaddafi, they're quite happy with the guy. The reason they're happy? Well, he's taken on a socialistic bent. He took back control of the oil fields and the companies, kicked the companies that represented those drilling operations and the profits, obscene profits over oil, that Muammar Gaddafi or Libya was not seeing, and more importantly, the people were not seeing. So old Muammar pulled a quickie, said, hey, I'm taking this stuff over. He has benefited the Libyan people more than any other socialistic society I would see. He's benefited them more. They have a good education system over there. Kids are being educated. Doesn't look like they hate Muammar that much, but somebody does. Just yesterday, the Secretary of State, you know her well, Hillary Clinton, said that, he's got to be removed from power. Now, just that statement, Muammar Gaddafi must be removed from power, under what authority? Under what moral authority do you do things like this? Under what moral authority did you install the Shah of Iran in 1953? And we saw how you walked away from that once he got a little sick, got some cancer. We saw what happened to his bank accounts, especially at the time, over $3 million was emptied from a New York bank account when he was no longer in power. Which brought in who? Oh, that's right. That evil-looking guy with that black turban and that menacing gray beard. He was in power, culminating in, the taking of hostages. And that was during the Carter administration, culminating, actually ending on the first day of Ronald Reagan's presidency. Here we go again, toppling governments for whose interest? Not the American people's. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Back, 800-313-9443. Any questions or comments? You're more than welcome to make them. Trying to get up our website here. I don't know why this is duping on me. I'm getting one website right over the top of another one. Rather strange. At any rate, there we go. Try this one more time. Yes, it's still doing it. Let's try it the old-fashioned way. How about a complete computer shutdown and reboot? Do you think that might work? There we go. Okay. All right. So, at any rate, why is Obama running unopposed in 2012? Why do you think that is? You know, generally the cycle runs. You get sick enough of one guy. Their political machinations and their lies aren't really floating anybody's boat, so then we'll have a change. And if you look at Bill Clinton, he was able to hang on for two terms. Even George Bush was able to fool people. throw out the name Jesus, and then all the Christians would bow down, forget everything that the man's doing, and turn around and vote for him again, and then turn around and defend him, which is really amazing to me. And as we've been talking in recent days, I think the last credible president that was in that White House was, in fact, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Maybe didn't start out that way. But as my observations and seeing everything that you've seen, folks, and read everything that you've read out there, it's my opinion that John F. Kennedy realized that he really was in the catbird seat, and he started to become the man and the president and everybody perceived him to be. Now, with that kind of power and support, power base of the American people, how could a president go wrong? But those were three tumultuous years in the White House, were they not? I mean, he was dealing with the CIA, attempted coups against Castro, dealing with the CIA and mafia, dealing with his dad, Joe Kennedy. I mean, that guy didn't exactly walk in with a small valise into the Oval Office. He went in there with some severe baggage, which he started to cut. And which he did. I mean, he even threw his old man out of the White House. He said, look, this thing with the Chicago political machines, Giancana and all that other stuff, don't think that'll work. Now let me get my call screen back up. There we go. Steve in Ontario. Hello, Steve.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. I got a little theory I want to run by you and get your input on it. In regards to the TSA and how aggressive and absolutely outlandish they have been with the groping of this young girl and boy and just the craziness that's going on. Are you familiar with the interview that Aaron Russo gave where he described his sit-down conversation with Jay Rockefeller when Jay thought that Aaron might be coming over to the dark side and revealed their ultimate plan as to how they would love to be able to chip everyone?
I barely remember that. I listened to that years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that is the elite's plan, is to get everyone with a chip, it comes back to the old problem-reaction-solution theory of you create the problem by making the TSA absolutely insanely aggressive. You wait for the reaction of the people to say, wait a minute, this is crazy. And then ideally they come back and say, okay, well, if you don't want the radiation buzz going walking through the screeners and you don't want your little kids to get groped, then if you want to travel, all you need to do is get a little implant. And then you just walk through, you know, something and you're already checked out and you just get on the plane.
Well, I mean, and that's a, you know, that is a dream by many security companies and security companies that manufacture security products. They would love to do this. I mean, Michael Chertoff was sitting in Seventh Heaven when he scared the hell out of everybody and convinced the government to carve out enough money to go and plant these X-ray machines in the majority of the airports in this country. Chipping is a good idea, but you know, I think, and forgive me for saying this, Steve, I think issues like this are a little overblown, and it's more or less used to scare the public, because they don't, from the government side of things, if we really have people that want to track and trace everybody's move, mm-hmm. where they're going, what they're buying, who they're transacting business with, what their bank account balances are, who they may be talking to, charities that they donate money to, all of these things. You know, to put a chip in somebody is only going to tell you one thing, and that's where their body is at.
Right.
And I don't consider that to be high on the priority list of the globalist, because they're in the catbird seat right now. They're controlling things financially and literally from the top down.
Right.
So when I look at issues such as this, you know, should we have the TSA groping anybody in the airports? No, not if you consider the threats credible and the picture being painted by the mainstream press that we need all this groping and poking and we need all these security measures and we need to throw out the old maxim of law that, well, you know, if we think you're guilty of something, we'll investigate and build evidence on a case against you, but a person-to-person case, not a blanket of we think you're guilty of something until we vet you or prove you innocent. That is turning everything in its head as far as legal procedure in this country and who's suspected of doing what.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go back down that rabbit hole far enough, we can trace this back to CIA, Osama bin Laden being the creation of the CIA, used as an asset in Afghanistan, and then they supposedly flipped the guy, he becomes the boogeyman, well, he actually died in 2002.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, and what a sloppy job from the masters of deceit here. They should have eliminated all these supposed terrorists that supposedly hijacked all these airplanes because 9 out of these guys are still alive and walking on planet Earth, which would make them pretty much supermen to be able to walk away from 3 airliner or 4 airliner crashes.
Yeah, I know, and I'm just trying to put it all together. It just, nothing seems to happen just by happenstance. I mean, I just don't have, I can't believe that all this aggression by the TSA is not being done for a reason. There's a reason behind it. They're being as abusive as possible. The orders from the top down are to treat these people in a very bad manner.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the ultimate purpose? I mean, is it really to upset them or is it to...
No. And what the ultimate purpose is to do, it's a conditioning program.
Right.
This is all that this really is. Now, and I've talked to TSA supervisors, and they have told me themselves, this is a load of hudda. We know we're not really doing anything here. And the one man that I spoke to down here at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport told me as much. He said, I know this is crap. He says, that's why I'm quitting.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, look, if I was a terrorist with any kind of connections whatsoever, with any amount of money, you know damn right well I could forge documents, IDs, everything else. I would walk into this airport, I would be on the grounds next to the airplanes out on the tarmac, or I would be disguised as a baggage person or somebody that services the aircraft. I said I could plant 500 pounds of explosives on a plane and nobody would ever give me a second look. He looked at me and he winked and he said, I know. He said, that's why I'm leaving.
Yep.
He said, this is all for public consumption. This is conditioning and training to accept they're heavy-handed, supposedly security to keep you safe. And if you notice what the mainstream media does, they will never show a dissenting opinion against this. They will always show you people that, well, I guess this is okay if it's for my safety. Yeah, you know, you've seen the stories.
Oh, yeah.
The negative stories that the mainstream media gets that they edit out and will never show you, it's running about 75-25. They don't like this, they don't see the need for it, and they think it's a bunch of baloney. And these are the people that don't actually believe that Osama bin Laden died in 2002.
Right.
You know, so, different crowd, they just don't like what's going on, but you'll never see it and never be reported accurately from the mainstream media.
Well, why is it then CBS or one of the mainstream media outlets just did an interview with the mother of this six-year-old girl that got groped? I mean, they actually did make a big deal of it. Are they just...
You know why? Because they're reacting to the alternative media.
That's what I thought. Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
That makes sense. They have to. I mean, they're losing so much credibility, they have to keep up at some point, right?
Yeah. Well, I just talked to Ted Anderson over at Genesis Communications Network on another issue today. And I told him, I said, look, I said, I told him the story here about Sam Kennedy that was on this network and one of the field reporters that was working for CNN that tells me that when I go back to Atlanta, we sit around in the newsroom and listen to Republic Broadcasting because we listen to the stories we're not allowed to put out.
Right. That's amazing, man.
It is amazing. And Anderson's response to me, he says, well, what does that tell you? I said, that tells me that we're on the right track. And I said, so much so that we'll do a story one day on this network, and you'll see it show up on either CNN, but more than likely on Fox News.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened with this kid. It went, here's the problem the mainstream media's got right now. They're losing listeners like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're just not there, which equates to advertising dollars. Advertising agencies and companies spend an inordinate amount of money trying to get their product sold. If you've got less people listening to that outlet, you're not going to be able to garner the bucks that you did. Now, they've got a real problem because one is affecting the other.
Yep.
You know, so it's rather fascinating, the power of the alternative media. We are, and I'll say it, we are regarded as being the front runners out there in credible information. We don't do the fear-mongering thing. We don't paint things over the top. We don't embellish. As a matter of fact, we have a tendency to withhold and to make sure that the story is correct.
Yep.
Now, from time to time, I even get duped. And sometimes I have to go back in and either retract a story or tell you it was a plant story or whatever the case may be. But it's interesting that even some of the feedback that we've gotten from the mainstream media outlets is we're regarded as the best one. Not the biggest, not the richest, but the most credible.
No, I'd have to agree. I mean, I listened to the other network for many years, and actually I really got turned on to you guys when you brought on Mike Rivero, because I followed him when he moved on, and found you guys, and I mean, it's I love your show and Mike's, and I mean, I don't listen to all the daytime stuff because I'm working, but you guys are definitely very straight up, and I hope that you're seeing the advertising revenues come up on your end, too. That would only be fair.
Well, and, you know, we're in a depression. All the numbers are pointing to depression-era numbers, and this is based off the last Great Depression. But, you know, I'm telling you this, that with a few more tweaks here and the proper funding, put us on an equal footing to go after that mainstream media and compete head-to-head with them if we have the resource to go out and to build a bigger organization that could bring more news, bring you the hotter stories. And we go head-to-head with these people, we'll beat them hands down.
Oh, I know. So, well, we're rooting for you. We're doing all we can. We're spreading the word, and we all appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, Steve.
All right.
Take care. All right. You know, and there's not much time. And people... I suppose I really even shouldn't get into this subject. And you know what? I'm not going to. I will shut my mouth, and we'll move on with the callers. Tony in Florida. Hello, Tony.
Yeah. My elderly parents, they live about somewhere between 5 or 4 and 6 miles down the road from Reverend Wright's church, or if you want to call it a church. Anyway, unfortunately, I was in Chicago last year for an extended period of time, and I'm almost 100% positive it was that period of time was after Wayne came out, you know, broke this story that the president is, a bisexual queer, along with the, what's his name, the Mossad agent that's mayor of Chicago now. And to be honest with you, I spoke to, I'm not going to say hundreds of people, but... no one heard anything about this around there last year. And those same people, they never even heard of Larry Sinclair. And so, yeah, as far as Wayne doing this man any damage, even after the CIA thing came out, but, right in the heartland there where he comes from, a few miles from that church, really didn't talk to any black people about it, but... this thing just kind of came and went, and only, us internet type of people heard about it. And, since then, Emmanuel was so, I don't know if he was really elected, but he is mayor. They would never come out with that in the mainstream media for either of them, and they didn't. It would never come out. So, I don't know. I can see why they're threatening them, but...
Well,
and again, I'm wondering, why did it take so long?
Well, let me ask you this, Tony. Why did it take them so long to get around to Jack Anderson? Because he's been a thorn in a lot of politicians' sides, through the Washington Post, through his own column, through his own investigative reports. He was banging away at it for 15 years before he got really on the radar scope of Richard Nixon.
I never heard it.
Yeah,
I never heard of that whole thing. If he was threatened or not by Nixon, I don't know that. I don't know that history.
Okay, well, I just reported on it from Wayne Madsen's own words. But look, yeah. If you're doing a political beat and you turn up anything, you get on somebody's radar screen. Now, if they figure you're a credible or a big enough threat, they will try to do damage control. But if the what you're starting to uncover is so damnable that there's no way that they can cover it up or dismiss it, then they may consider elimination. You know, I mean, you're talking about a country here that makes presidents go away, for God's sakes. So some writer that does radio program a couple hours a week and writes columns and writes books may not seem to be that big of an issue. But as I said, Jack Anderson was not that big of an issue back in the 50s when he was going after Nixon and tracking and tracing what he was doing. It took him 15 years to get around to Jack Anderson. And obviously, Jack Anderson received the threats, but he ignored them. Washington Post almost didn't run his stories on Watergate. But thankfully, they stuck close to it. And some would say that those were political machinations that were going on. Somebody really wanted Dick Nixon out of the White House. And what a better way to do it? Take it down. If it ceases to be of any use to you, well, you dirty up the personage and you get rid of them. Get them out of office. Thanks for your call, Tony. We got a break, folks. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? And school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
Oh, yeah. Remember the good old days where lip service to the Constitution was not lip service. Remember when cars were cars and women were women? Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
How do you do?
Hi.
The caller before last was asking a question why the TSA was doing some of the things they're doing, and you answered that it's conditioning, which, of course, part of it is.
Yeah.
And I had the idea that they would like to decongest the airports. The global elite do not like to rub shoulders with the masses. And even though a lot of them have their own planes, like Rush Limbaugh and so forth, they have to wait, you know, to take off and land. So some of the more congested ones, they, you know, they even stack them up there. And anything they can do to condition the people to not fly would be an advantage to them.
No, I and following that theory of thought, well, that would mean that because of the heightened security, the potential bad guys would not fly on the airlines. And that has just not been the case. Most of the things that you've seen, the crotch bomber, the shoe bomber, whatever else, it's all been a setup. And this is to give their credibility side to why they need these draconian procedures at the airport. And anybody, sir, worth their salt, Dave, they're just not going to fly commercial aircraft, period, unless they sit in the pilot's lap. I mean, because they're just not going to do it.
Right. If there were, you and I know that those terrorist stories are just a bunch of crap, just to condition the people.
And you don't think the elite or their underlings, their lackeys, know that as well? They do.
Of course they do. They're the ones that are bringing it about. If there was real terrorists, they would do things. They would go to some mall or they would go to a ballpark. But they don't want to. They don't want to stop the people from shopping and going to sports games, but they do want to eliminate them from the airport, so it frees them up for them.
No, I don't buy it, Dave. Don't buy it.
It's
a thought, but I don't think that's the real reason. The major reason behind this is the conditioning of the public. Get used to it. You're going to see more and more intrusive measures, not just in the airports, on the nation's highways as well.
Well, I'm not saying that that's not part of it.
It's the major part of it.
Okay, but if they can take advantage of freeing them up the masses from going to the airports, just like today I heard again that there's programmers that do the flights. They're more of them were sleeping, they found.
They're probably not as busy, but that has to do more with ticket prices and fuel costs to the airlines than anything else. The airlines are already dead in the water.
Yeah, but we don't even know if that story is true about them airline controllers sleeping or not. We don't know that.
Okay, well, Dave, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, another aspect to this is also the people that are selling the security equipment and the stuff yet to come that you've not seen yet. There's a lot of money to be made. Years ago, the Fortune 500 said that, hey, we know one thing. Man, get into security stuff because that's going to pay off big time in the future. There's your growth industry and everybody that crops up around it. Let's scare the hell out of everybody. Everybody wants to get safe. It's not working. It is seriously not working. And they didn't expect they expected some backlash from the public on these draconian measures, but nothing like they have seen. And the statement that officially came out from the TSA about the groping of this kid, oh, it's policy. Really? Well, I've got some of my policies, but you may not like them. Does it make it legal or right? Of course it doesn't.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.